Okay, so my favorite part of all the one pagers would have to be like learning how families immigrate from like LDCs and NICs to MDCs and how they bring like just so many different cultures and languages and foods and stuff like that with them to this country and like how it has impacted us. And I mean, I can't really imagine like what the United States would be like without all these other things happening. Part I struggle with was like there's a lot of ways to record different things, and what I mean by that is like you have to do these equations to find out things like fertility rate and arable land and etc. And it's just I struggle with remembering all of it and like just how to keep that percentage and such just memorized. Why where would be like people moving from poor to rich countries for their family safety and things like that. Connection between all the one pagers would be the thing I really got out of it is that this world needs to be more careful over the fear of overpopulation. And all three chapters kind of talked about how to prevent this and such. And finally, my classroom connection would be doing the DTM stage model with the class, and that just really helped me, that really put into perspective of like all these country situations and like how lucky we are to be living in the best possible situation and what other like countries' families are like going through. Like Zimbabwe, they make on average 72 US cents a week, and I mean that's just not enough to, and they have such a high birth rate there, and that's just not enough to feed their families and their children. So it's really unfortunate, and they can't afford to move or anything like that. So just that just really put into perspective for me about like other country situations. Thank you. Chapter 6, podcast pager. One point that I analyzed was that the cultural change along Interstate 25. My family takes me down to Colorado every year to go skiing, and we drive down Interstate 25. And just over the years, actually, this now that I'm seeing this, like I realize that it's true and that like things have been changing on that interstate, and that I just haven't noticed it. And another point of analysis would be that just the rapid change in Frisco, the like input of new restaurants and just buildings from different cultures that have just like changed Frisco's and like Frisco and like other cities. My I believe statement is I believe that cultures will keep on like coming. There'll be more immigrants, and that'll just keep, they'll be bringing more cultures, and it's just going to keep on changing big places like Frisco and I mean other cities and towns, you name it, they'll probably change. Comparison between the texts is that the gender, I'm sorry, let me find it real quick. The gender gap where females, women take care mostly of the household item, like household, like cleaning and things. And men like work outside the house or like earn money and things. The geography of gender is, I'm reading a book about that right now where like immigrants are like struggling to like provide for their family and things like that. And the wife kind of just stays at the house, and then the father has to raise for their two children that they brought with them. Let's see. If I was able to create a book cover, I would probably draw a flag of like one big flag, but like inside of like the flag part, I would make like an American flag, a Mexican flag, like just a like a ton of different countries, because they're just impacting the United States and other places like it. Like MDCs, because people won't probably won't want to immigrate to LDCs. And then catchphrase would be like, your culture makes up you. That's probably the most important part of you. That's how you were born and raised. Yeah, thank you. So this is my podcast for chapter 7. One of my points is many of the smaller languages that less people speak are starting to disappear, and the people that spoke these languages will probably go to the more popular languages. So now people can connect to more people through these bigger languages. And my next point would be older people worry that their language will disappear eventually and will continue to speak that language. But once they die, that language will eventually become extinct, and like that'll force people to move to larger languages, and that way we can connect more people. I believe that when the smaller languages die and the people join bigger languages, everybody will have the opportunity to connect to more people and get their ideas and make the world improve our world. My personal connection with this is that in English, our teacher's talking about her book, and it's this family that is moving from a small country where they all speak like the same language to America, where we all speak English, and having that talks about the struggles and adapting and just finding a way to make their life livable. My book cover would probably be a picture of like a plane full of like different races of people going to like the same destination. And my catchphrase would be, keep calm and migrate on. Thank you. This is my chapter 3 podcast. My favorite part of this unit podcast was learning about the culture and how it spread to thousands of different countries. I struggled memorizing the different types of like the diffusions, because there's a lot of wordy definitions, and all the definitions kind of sound similar. Why of where is that families were migrating to like the countries that have more opportunities for them and their families. My connection across all three chapters is that culture is a group's learned behaviors, actions, belief in objects. And to those people, that's like the most important thing to them. Culture is their life, and that's not something they would trade for anything. And classroom connection is the vocabulary quiz really helped me get a better insight onto what these phrases and words meant throughout all the chapters.